Okay, Tov. After Yaakov's struggle with the angel or with the man at night, Torah says, "Vayizarchal Hashemesh kasher avaret Penuel v'hutzaleya al yerecho." The sun rose in the morning as he passed by Penuel, and then he was limping on his hip. That's what the Torah means. But Rashi comments. He makes two comments. He says, number one, "Vayizarchal Hashemesh." What does that mean? That the sun rose for him. L'shon bnei adamu shiganu l'makom ploni heir lanu hashachar zeu pshuto. The simple understanding of this means, like people normally mean when they say, oh, the sun rose for me, it means that the sun rose. The sun rose for the whole world. It didn't just rise for me. But the Midrash Haggadah says, Vayizrach lo litzarcho, that the sun rose specifically for Yaakov, for his needs, lerapot et tzaloto, to actually heal his limp. Kemadetem Hashemesh tzedaka umarpe b'chnafea, v'otan shaot shemi'ara lishko b'shvilo, k'sheyatza mi'vesheva, mi'ara lizroch b'shvilo. That just like the sun went down a few hours early in Be'er Sheva, so now it came up a few hours early for his sake, after fighting with the angel, for what purpose? In order to heal his limp. That was the idea. The sun was healing his limp, which makes Rashi's next comment the more understandable. It says, V'hut soleya al yerecho. Rashi, only words he says is, Hayat soleya kishazarcha shemesh. He was limping when the sun rose, which the Mefarshe Rashi understand to me, the Sifti Chachamim says, he was limping until the sun rose, and then once the sun rose, he wasn't limping anymore. So according to Rashi, it seems, Yaakov had no lasting injury after his encounter with this angel. Shavuot Tov.